Twice a year, you can drop off any unwanted prescription drugs at a safe location as part of a drug take-back day. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, local law enforcement agencies are setting up take-back locations for tomorrow, Saturday.
Kevin Black is in charge of Drug Take-Back Day in Vermont for the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. He says the program started several years ago in response to the opioid crisis.
We really started seeing an increase around 2009, 2010 of people that were using prescription opioids, illegally diverted prescription opioids. And that was really the on-ramp for addiction for so many people throughout the United States.
Black says nearly 6,000 pounds of all sorts of unwanted medications were collected in Vermont during the last take-back day, and that includes prescription opioids.
We know that we're saving lives with the take-back program, and the program is really about getting ahead of our opioid crisis. Over 72,000 people died in the United States last year from drug overdose. Drugs are the number one killer of Americans under 50. So, and much of that is being driven by illegally diverted prescription drugs.
Black says drugs that are flushed down the toilet or thrown in the trash can contaminate water supplies. He says the drugs collected by law enforcement are safely incinerated. Organizers hope for strong participation on Saturday, but there are ways to get rid of unwanted drugs all year long. Lamoille County Sheriff Roger Marcoux says most law enforcement agencies now have kiosks set up throughout the year.
So people can stop in most of the locations 24 hours a day, whatever suits them and works into their schedule, just to drop it off. So no names, no names asked, no personal information. We're just interested in getting it off the streets and out of your bathrooms.
There will be more than 60 location sites set up around the state on Saturday. Locations are online at deatakeback.com. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.